today's good news, no sweat news here for you now. Are you ready?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Now, this is on Friday. We do the 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs and the Rad Radio bandana, so that's pretty cool.
Okay.
All right. Dateline Georgia, Paulding, Georgia. Late last week, what happened to the two high school kids who posted pictures of their crowded high school hallway where almost no one was wearing a mask?
I would say they got some sort of commendation or an honor.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Were they hailed as local heroes being brave enough to share a hard truth with their community in the interest of public health?
That seems about right to me.
Hell no. They were suspended.
Oh, suspended? For taking a picture of a hallway?
The exact opposite of what should have happened. The adults got pissed.
Shame on the adults.
And guess what happened over the weekend?
What?
9 new cases of COVID-19 hit students at the high school. So now the entire school is being shut down for cleaning for a couple of days.
And was that student reinstated? And was whoever suspended that student actually themselves suspended?
Seriously. The No Sweat News editors have heard that those kids' suspensions were canceled.
Okay.
But they still can't go to school because school is closed because they had a really awful policy on how to handle social distancing in the hallways.
And God forbid they actually showed someone like, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea.
Right.
Oh, shh.
Right.
You can't make us look bad.
How dare you speak the truth? Dateline Illinois for story number two. The homeschool learning handbook just dropped in Springfield, Illinois. And some pissed because the homeschool learning handbook bans wearing pajamas while doing remote learning.
You're not allowed to wear pajamas. Why not?
Now,
if I'm comfortable, I might learn more.
Parents think the school district shouldn't be telling them what they can and can't do in their own homes.
Good point.
I don't know. This does sound a little Karen-ish. Okay? I'm picking up a little Karen here.
Why?
I think they have enough to worry about as opposed to what the kids are wearing. They need to make sure they're getting educated.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little Karen-ish.
This is not the most important issue on the table.
Now, I guess what they want is some decorum on the Zoom calls. But the town superintendent says that banning pajamas is actually the last thing on our minds. So maybe we could all just move along.
Yeah, kind of smart up a little. There's so much at stake right now in society. Now, and you're worried about some kid wearing pajamas?
David, I'm going to ask for your help here. Do you want the update on the hookers in Tijuana?
I always love hookers in Tijuana.
Or do you want the the frontline nurses in Miami?
I'm going hooker Tijuana, baby.
All right, Dateline Florida. Two frontline nurses in Miami lost their apartment in a fire late last month. So on top of dealing with the epidemic in Florida, one of the biggest hot spots on the planet for coronavirus, on top of all that, at their job, they lost all their stuff in the fire and they had to look for a new place to live. But then a teenager who runs a nonprofit organization called Helping Others and Giving Hope saw their story. Through it, he connected with a local residential developer, helped the family out by hooking the family up with a new place to stay rent-free for 3 months.
Those are for the two hookers in Tijuana?
No. I skipped that, the hookers in Tijuana story.
I was so confused. You asked me to select, and I selected hookers in Tijuana.
Well, yeah, but I went with the good news, no sweat.
Well, you didn't let me or anyone else know. We were highly confused over here.
Oh, so, well, I thought I went for the, I thought it was clear we were going.
No, it's not clear. I thought you were like some kid did something nice for two hookers in Tijuana. That's the way you made it sound.
All right.
You just skipped right over the option that we chose.
The option that
I speak for Rad Rock Nation. We always prefer hookers in Tijuana.
Well, there's not a lot of good news for the hookers in Tijuana.
By the way, this is a good time for me to change my name from Dave to something else, like Gotts. Because I shouldn't be screaming that I love hookers in Tijuana so much.
Dateline Florida for our third and final story today.
Okay, here we go.
The good news, no sweat news. You see two frontline workers, nurses, in the hospital system in Miami. They had a fire at their house.
Okay.
And they lost everything. So on top of the whole epidemic, they had a real problem.
That sucks.
A teenage kid, he's running a nonprofit in Florida. in Miami. It's called Helping Others and Giving Hope. He saw their story, and he figured out a way to work with a local developer to get him a free place to live for a couple of months.
This kid is amazing. Now, if he can only do this to the two hookers in Tijuana,
I know.
In addition to the two nurses in Miami, then this kid will be my absolute hero.
Sorry if that was confusing. I mean, I didn't think it was, but... I apologize.
It's 7:30 on a Monday morning. We're stupid.
It's Monday.
And by we, I mean me, the Dave man. I've got rocks for braids.
That's, well, I'm not arguing there.
Thanks a lot.
All right, man, we'll give you another choice. Maybe the hookers in Tijuana will come up tomorrow.
All right, good.
But it's not really a good news, no sweat news.
Who cares at this point? I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. That thing's been switched off months ago.
What are you talking about? Some kid who runs some charity.
We had a four-week period where people were watching each other's backs and, quote, we're all in this together. Yeah. It's August 10th. We're back to hating one another again.
Seriously, it's I got mine honest. And stay away from me.
Right. We had a nice little period right. between March 15th and April 15th.
I'm not wearing a mask to protect you from me. I'm wearing a mask to protect myself from you.
Our post-catastrophe goodness really runs out quickly these days.
That keg dried up real quick this time, huh?
March 15th, we were locked down.
And
it was
everybody
like
holding hands.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah, we
were
good.
Like, we're going to be in this. Don't worry.
Yeah.
By about April 3rd, we were at each other's throats.
Now I'm pushing kids out of the way at the beach just to get back to my umbrella.
Get out of here, kids. You're in my way. Man. I was letting people go, like, you know, when you're driving and someone's trying to pull out of a gas station and they look all like a puppy dog. I'm like, go ahead. Not anymore. You sit there at that gas station forever.
I'd rather let you die than get in here. That's about the size of it already.
The truth. Sad reality.
Well, maybe the hookers in Tijuana tomorrow.
Thank God.
I'm sorry we don't have time for the hookers in Tijuana.
Tomorrow
apologies.
We will.
My apologies.
Listen, you don't have to apologize to them. They're going to be on the show tomorrow. They're going to be glorious, those two ladies. I'm looking forward to this.
How do you know it's only two?
Maybe. Yeah, that's right.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot. Okay.
And they need your help.
Oh, this is fun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.